we want to make sure that Justin Turner, who is a specialist here from Atlanta and is in the Kandahar province of Afghanistan, gets a letter on Thanksgiving from home. And here he is now from Afghanistan. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Okay. Hey, Justin, we thought there would be no better way to sort of tell people exactly how much those letters mean to you guys than coming from somebody that's sort of in a hot zone right now. So when you get a letter from home, even if it's from a total stranger, what's that feel like for you?
It's nice getting letters from back home because it helps us remember why we're over here and fighting and that people are thinking about us back home, because it is pretty stressful over here, and you know, you're away from your families for long periods of time, and you don't always get the chance to call home and get on the internet and stuff like that. So it's nice to get letters back from home, even from random people you don't know, because it still makes you feel like you're appreciated.
Can you tell us how stressful it is and what some of those stresses that you're dealing with each day?
Well, like I said, it's stressful being away from your family. And for me, I just got married not too long ago, so I had to come back over here. And so I haven't really had time to spend with my family. And I mean, you have family here, like people in your platoon, like 3rd Platoon Punishers get money. And I mean, they're pretty much like a family. And they help you through stressful times when you're having problems here or you're having problems back at home. And, you know, they just make it go through a whole lot easier. And the letters back home also make it go back easier, because if you're having a rough day and something happens and you get a random letter from somebody and you read it, and it reminds you how much you're appreciated and what people really think about you, it kind of makes you feel a little better.
What does a rough day look like for you, Justin? When you say rough day while you're in Afghanistan, what does that mean?
Well, a rough day can be anywhere from something happening or being out in the streets of Afghanistan all day, and it's hot over here. And even when you're done with the mission, sometimes you have to come back and you have to pull guard all night. I mean, it all depends on. Any day can change.
Are the holidays especially
tough
for you?
There's no steady pattern.
Justin, I was wondering if the holidays are especially tough on you guys being away from your family. What is that like?
Well, the holidays are pretty rough. I mean, I was home for the 4th of July, but I mean, I'm going to miss my first Christmas with my family and kid, and it makes it a whole lot harder. But like I said, you have family here that takes care of you, and you can somewhat celebrate with them and do as much as you can. And for me, myself, like on holidays and stuff, I'll get on Skype, and like for the kids' birthday party and stuff like that, we'll get on Skype. So it's kind of like I'm there and I get to enjoy it, but it's pretty stressful not being there.
Justin, is there anything you would like to tell your family right now if they're listening?
I just like to tell my wife and daughter that I love them and I miss them. And I'm always thinking about them.
All right, Justin, thanks a lot for hanging out with us today. We're hoping that we make sure that every serviceman and servicewoman gets a letter from the Burt Show community on Thanksgiving morning. So hopefully you're getting a letter from the Burt Show community.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.